Who's got it now? Okay, David?
Dave Miller. I've been here 2 years and feel that I've come in as an objective third party and have drug through most of the elders' meetings that have been held over the last 2 years. And it seems to me the issue from day one, at least since I've been here, has come down to two different viewpoints. One viewpoint that has been advocated publicly and orally, I suppose, as can be attributed to Eddie and Ed. And their position is that at least two of the other elders are liberal, and two others may not be properly designated liberal, but are not reliable in that they tend to support the two liberal elders. And I think Eddie would confirm me in expressing it point blank that way. The position of some of the other elders, and I suppose, again, just in, you know, a naive younger person trying to perceive what's going on with people's minds based upon what they say and do, at least four of the other elders have said, no, this is not a liberal conservative issue. And I think in trying to describe their position is that there have been demonstrations of incompetence on the part of Eddie over a period of some 15 to 20 years, and that he has mishandled some situations and created some situations in which people were ultimately dismissed. And while he certainly cannot be blamed for the decision of an entire eldership at any point in the history of Brown Trail, he seems to continually be charged as being the catalyst that has ultimately resulted in numerous unpleasant situations. What I've sought to do since I have been here for 2 years, especially during the first 6 months when I arrived and it seemed to me things were in a high pitch of frenzy and frustration. In my opinion, there was at that point a sizable group that, of course, a sizable group had already left, I had been told. And there was another group that seemed to be rather sizable that was, in my opinion, this is my opinion, how I saw it, was in the midst of a rebellion. And whether or not it was a just cause, whether or not this group of individuals had very credible and justifiable concerns, in my opinion, was irrelevant, because it was basically a rebellion. And what I understand the scriptures to teach, that's wrong, period. Even if your elders are unqualified and make some stupid mistakes. It seemed to me that that turbulent period subsided, at least on the surface, and there was a concerted effort on the part of every one of the eight elders to put their arms around each other and say, let's put this behind us. And let's concentrate on matters at hand. And I suppose looking back on that, that was a futile effort, because although I think all eight men made a real valiant effort to do that, there were some deep-seated conflicts. And quite frankly, gentlemen, I have observed both in and out of elders' meetings some rather vicious piercing, cutting, ugly behavior from several individuals within the eldership. And I draw the conclusion when I see things like that, that even if you're right, you're wrong. And may well spend eternity with the very people you've set yourself in opposition to. So what I tried to do, again, as a young, naive preacher, I realize I haven't been around the world that much, although I've been involved in a number of churches where various types of turmoil was going on, and I think learned some things by experience. My sole concern has been, is Brown Trail truly doctrinally in trouble? Can the charges of liberalism in the eldership be sustained? And I have told Eddie privately on various occasions over the last 2 years. And I've told Graham, even when he was in the eldership, that I'm in disagreement with him in terms of their assessment that it's that cut and dry. And it seems to me the bottom line is, whenever we finally get down to saying, what specifically is liberal? Then we're starting to get somewhere, at least as far as one side of this issue is concerned, because they believe that's the only issue. And three things were mentioned tonight to sustain that charge. Let's review them very quickly, because this, it seems to me, is where the rubber meets the road. Number one, an incident referring to Dick Whitten many years ago concerning whether or not it was appropriate for him to be preaching at another congregation while shepherding this one. I agree that's a doctrinal matter.
But can I interrupt you just a minute? That was not the issue. The issue was that he was gone, he was dismissed. He wasn't dismissed, but we talked to him about being gone so much.
The practicality of
him
being gone.
And I applied that to Eddie, but then it come back that he was really out preaching was what the problem was. Okay. Now, it wasn't his pain or that. It wasn't Dick's problem.
My point is, in all honesty, I just cannot fathom how that particular issue merits the charge that the eldership is going liberal. I just can't fathom that. So if I'm missing something, as soon as I finish here, I would love to hear it. Secondly, there was a committee put together in the spring of 88, which was, you remember, in my early months. And I was handed a copy of that proposal, which I understood had been largely developed by Rusty and then presented to this committee, and they had comments and so forth. And I am in basic agreement with the assessment of that document that it effectively circumvents the authority of the elders. Now, was this a vicious liberal effort to overthrow the eldership and supplant liberalism in the church here? Or was this a frustrated last-ditch effort on the part of a number of individuals to try to accomplish some things in a positive way at Brown Trail that they felt they weren't being able to accomplish? Well, I don't know the hearts of people. I really don't know who is a vicious wolf. And sometimes we're very quick to label someone in that fashion and may answer to the Lord for it, because they may not actually be that way. It may look like it, but they may not be that way. My point about this point is that that's too late. This is too much after the fact. The charge of liberalism preceded this committee in the spring of 88. There must be something else that makes a person feel that one or two or more in the eldership are liberal than this, because the charge of liberalism had been leveled before this point. Thirdly, the letters concerning the Richland Hills congregation and the participation of their preachers in TSSA. Two of those letters had been sent already by the time I arrived in late December of 87. I was, I believe, under the impression that while some questions had been raised about those first two letters of warning and request for help and information for the Brown Trail elders to understand exactly what was going on, all of the elders agreed to those first two letters. I was in the meeting where the third letter was discussed. And here is my appraisal of this, and again, I don't claim to be infallible, but I have to state before God what I understood to take place. I understood that all of the furor and deadlock among the elders over that issue was centered not upon the principles that underlie this situation, but the actual application, the practicality of how to carry out those principles. And what I heard some elders saying was, we've got to send a letter withdrawing from that church. And others said, no, we can't. And there was the deadlock. So if you gentlemen remember, I opened my big mouth and asked whether or not everyone in the eldership agreed with this point. Isn't the issue here that another church is doing something they ought not to be doing? At least some of the preachers are, and apparently at least some of the elders are condoning it. Is it also not the case that this eldership is in disagreement with that? They're not comfortable with that. They think that's wrong. And if that's the case, what would be wrong with rewording the letter, which says, we want you at Richland Hills to know that we are informing this flock at Brown Trail of the unscriptural practices that you have been involved in connection with this convention. And that while we do not have authority over that flock and therefore cannot exercise authority over it, we want you to know, we want our members to know, and we want surrounding churches to know that we consider your behavior unacceptable, and we fear for your souls, and we fear for those who are influenced by something to that effect. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but my memory was that all eight elders agreed to that. And that was an eye-opening experience to me, because in my opinion, that's pretty good evidence that the charge of liberalism cannot be sustained. Now, those are the three incidents that were brought up, and I personally would like to hear more. If there are some other incidents that justify spreading all over this area, and it's already occurred, that Brown Trail is going down the tubes and we are going liberal, it's just a matter of time. I honestly, before I meet my maker, would like to know more evidence.
There's a bunch of them who like to know that.